Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Be sure to give us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out a lot. Pretty good day, right? Pretty good day all around. I'm sitting here like the cat who has most definitely got the cream. And by cream, I mean 3 points. By cream, I mean, well, insert your own dirty joke there. And by cream, I also mean that the cream rises to the top and the Reds are rising up that league table. So, how we all doing? We good? We ready for a surprise evening stream? We ready to celebrate Mo staying? We ready to laugh at Manchester United? There's a lot to be ready for. And I've even got another little announcement for you. I'm going to give you the name of the new channel and the link to it if you want to subscribe tonight. I'm going to hang off a while. We're going to wait for the chat to fill up. We're going to wait for people to realise that we're live and we're ready to go. And yeah, lots to go through. So, as always, pleasure to be here with you. I don't think we're getting a notification on this stream, so it's going to be a slow builder, this one. People are still picking themselves up off the floor, of course, because they are rolling around laughing at Manchester United and Erik ten Hag's saltiness, which, you know, certainly made my evening. I enjoyed the game, though. Very interesting game, you know. It's Premier League football. These small differences can be the make or break for a team. And United, 1 minute, thought they'd won the game. 88 minute, Garnacho, bottom corner, very close. Apparently Ten Hag didn't like the angle of the lines, but lines are lines, Eric, stop moaning. And then Gary Neville, God bless him. Gary Neville was only moaning about the amount of money that United have had to spend. There's so much to enjoy this weekend. I'm surprised I'm not sitting here naked, in all honesty. You know, I probably should be naked for this one. But most importantly, the big news is Mohamed Salah, he is staying. Mohamed Salah remains a Red. Mohamed Salah is not going anywhere until at least next summer. That's the news that we've got for you this evening. Many, many, many fine people have been reporting on it. Yes, Saudi will come back in for Mo, but in 2024, because the man, the king, he wants to stay. And that's what we want to hear. That's what every single one of us wanted to hear, because this could be a very, very, very productive season for Liverpool Football Club. And how much better would it be for Mo if he does go off on a high with a trophy or two, another few records, and the adulation that he deserves for a career at Liverpool Football Club. So that is the breaking news tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And if you don't believe me, maybe you'll believe Fabrizio, who said Saudi will be back in for Mohamed Salah in 2024. But at the moment, Liverpool are keeping their player and their stance has been unchanged. He is untouchable. That is what we like to hear. So get shining that trophy, because we're coming for it. And yeah, we are on a title charge, and I don't care. I've seen enough to know that this team are capable of great things. Now, yes, it's four games into a season. Yes, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. But no, I do not care because I'm over the moon. So how we doing? Right, first super chat of the night came in from Colin. Said, buzzing about that performance today. Honestly, looks so refreshing. And Dom is something special. Hope to see Ryan start against Wolves. And glad that Mo is staying. Well, look, I seen something in the chat tonight that I want to start off with. And that is, let's just celebrate the defence today. Because they kept a clean sheet. And with the changes that we had to make, that was no small feat. So well done to Matip, to Gomez, to Trent, to Robbo, and of course to Alisson, who made another worldy save. Mark, gifting an Anfield Agenda membership. Thank you very much, Mark. So, ladies and gentlemen, I guess this is the point of the night where I announce the second channel, the name, the link, everything to do with the new channel that I'm going to be part of, that is going to be kicking off with the Champions League games after the international break. So I'm going to post it into the chat so you have a link. You can go directly and then I'll talk you through the name. You ready? I want to make sure you're ready now because this is going to be a momentous occasion. This is, we're all going to look back on this day and go, do you remember when Craig just didn't go from Liverpool Fan Channel? He branched out. Well, there's the link right now. We're going to pin it to the top of the chat as well. If you would like to come and subscribe, the new channel is called TOTL Sport. What is TOTL? Top of the League. Also, it looks a lot like the word total, doesn't it? Total Sport. You're welcome. That's the new channel. It is set up. It is good to go. You can subscribe by clicking on the pinned comment at the top of the live chat. Top of the League. T-O-T-L or Total Sport. Whichever way you want to read it. That's the beauty of the name. And we will be kicking that off with watch-alongs, with comments on the latest breaking news around the Premier League and football in general. And we're not limiting ourselves to anything. It is going to be a cornucopia, is that the right word, of sport? Well, era redefined. Get ready, because we're coming, and we're coming strong. So, hope you guys hit that subscribe button. Hope you guys enjoy it. We're gonna give you more information over the next week or two, but I just wanted to give you a little update. It's not TOTL or sport. No, it's TOTL Sport, Top of the League. That's what it stands for. It also looks a lot like total, right? See what we did there? Clever, clever. Right, so if you want to give us a follow on other social medias, again, it's just at TOTL Sport. Twitter, give us a follow on there, or X, as it is nowadays. It's at TOTL Sport. That is the social medias. And yes, I hope you guys like it. I like the colour scheme we're going to be using for it. And more information will come shortly. Right, my friend, let's get stuck into tonight's Craig Mukbang Broccoli Eating Channel. I was not joking, Colin, right? I was sitting at home and I was watching. And I don't know if you guys in the UK have seen this as well, but there's a new broccoli ad. There really is. And that broccoli was getting very, very arrogant. And I screenshotted it and sent it in. But yes, we need to stop broccoli. There's no space in the world for broccoli. Great show. Thank you, Reese, mate. Appreciate you. Right. Is it only me or other people going to be on the channel? So initially, I'm the first host that's going to be involved. Yes. But like anything else, when we grow, when we start adding in new bits and pieces, yes, we will open it up and we will be bringing you the best of sporting personalities, you know. So we're on the lookout, as always. And we will be taking the best talent because that's what we do. So again, appreciate your support. But let's get stuck into Liverpool at the moment. That will be pinned to the top of the live chat. If you want to come and subscribe, please do hit that button. But right now, can I say we're in a title race? Because I tell you what, it feels to me like we're in a title race. And I know it's only four games in. And I know you can't win a league in four games. But you can lose it in four games. Just ask United and Newcastle. They'll be able to tell you all about losing a league in the first four games. United today were beaten by I don't want to say an average Arsenal side, because that would be a disrespect, but that game today, for me, showed that Liverpool can get above the level that was on display in that Arsenal-Manchester United game. I thought at times it was very slow-paced, very overly tactical. And I think with Dominic Szoboszlai and Alexis McAllister getting up in people's faces and are pressing from the front, I think Liverpool can do a lot of damage this season. And yes, Manchester City are the gold standard at the minute. They're the only ones, I think, maybe with West Ham, maybe as well. But Manchester City are the ones we need to be looking at. And they have a perfect 12 points from 12. So that's what we need to get doing. But we've had a difficult start. Chelsea away in the opening day of the season. Newcastle away down to 10 men. Aston Villa are home today. And we've dealt with it all rather well. And I'm very optimistic. City are so smug, they cannot sleep on us, said Jack Howe. They can't. They can't sleep on us because they'll pay. If they sleep on us, they'll pay. Because that City team looked beatable to me. That City team looked far from daunting compared to City teams of the past. And I think us and Arsenal could give them a real run for their money this year. Do you think Kwanzaa is good enough for us? Personally, I think he's class, but not for a big game. Look, Gerald Kwanzaa's moment will come. But right now, it's a sweet time because we get to see little glimpses of him. I'm sure we'll get to see him in the Europa League. And the best compliment that we can give to young Kwanzaa is that he's never looked out of place when Jurgen's called upon him. But it's a difficult position. And especially if you're a young man, 20 years of age, trying to break into a big club's first team at centre-back, it's pretty hard, right? But Jurgen Klopp has shown belief in him, and we haven't signed another centre-back in the summer window. So we have four centre-backs and young Gerald Kwanzaa. So let's make use of him. John Conway said, Craig, I will be 47 tomorrow. Happy birthday, John. Much love. John's been somebody who's been watching the channel, supporting the channel for a very, very long time. So happy birthday, John. Much love, my man. To be honest, if you look at the mistakes we made, there is much to improve on as well. Yes, always wanting to improve, mate, you're right. But for a team that has been just put together, and that is an entire new midfield, I'm pretty happy with what we've done. And we haven't even seen Ryan Gravenberch yet. So I'm basing what I'm saying off what I'm seeing. And there's still more to come because we have to introduce Ryan to the team and we have to see how he settles in. But we look like we've made some very, very good pieces of business. And Dominic Szoboszlai is incredible. Incredible. And to think that young man's only 22 years of age and he's already showing what he can do. Did you guys have a look back over Liverpool's first goal today? Apparently, there was a bit of a to-do in the Premier League studio, matchday studio, because they believe it should have been offside. Apparently, they think Mo Salah was standing in Emi Martinez's way. But at least we're getting consistency, right? Because we've seen a few of these goals stand over the course of this weekend. Ones where we would have perhaps before said, yeah, maybe he is in the keeper's way. But all we ask for as fans is consistency. And we've got that consistency. So I don't care if they're crying or whinging about a goal that should or shouldn't have stood. It did stand. And that's all that matters right now. And Liverpool would have won the game regardless because we were the better team today. I have nothing but respect for Aston Villa, Unai Emery. They're a great club and he will do good things there. But we showed today that we were that class above. And I'm not going to apologise for that. I thought we were brilliant. I thought you weren't streaming tonight. I wasn't going to, but then I just realised that I wanted to. And then I said, you know what? Let's get back on for a chat. And sometimes I enjoy these quiet ones because, you know, we don't get the notifications out and some people don't even know we've streamed. So I said, let's jump on. Let's celebrate the news that Mohamed Salah is staying. Let's celebrate the fact that we have come from an opening day where we had a lot of questions, a lot of frustrations, 1-1 draw away at Chelsea. And right now, we're 10 points out of 12. And it's a long way from being 1-0 down away at St. James's Park against Newcastle, down to 10 men and fearing the worst. The vibes right now are a long, long way from that. Lawrence Taylor, welcome to Anfield Agenda Ultras, my friend. Appreciate your support. Come on, let's not get carried away. McAllister's been poor. Has he? Has he, though? I don't think he has, Anne. I would say that he's been played out of position. And he hasn't really had a chance to settle in. Today was the first game outside of the Openham. One where he had 11 players on the pitch with him altogether. And again, he was being asked to play in a six. So I think Alexis McAllister will come. I think I see enough there to let me know that there's a very, very, very strong group. Elliot came on, did well when he came on. It was great to see Jones back in the starting 11. I thought Trent's display was exquisite, you know, until he went off at 70 minutes. And Jurgen said that that was a hamstring injury, so we're not exactly sure on the prognosis with Trent, but I guess we'll have to wait for an update. Kloppo did confirm it was a hamstring, so let's wait and see. Sancho tweet, United meltdown. I don't know what you mean about Sancho tweet. I haven't seen it, Nevelin. But United and meltdown is something I can get on board with, dude. I can get right behind that. Thoughts on Gomez. I think he did very well today. You know, one little mishap where I think he got caught under his own feet with the ball. But other than that, I thought he was brilliant. Craig, I checked back to Dom's announcement video and you were indeed saying his name correctly. Thank you, Scratch. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, mate. Yeah, Szoboszlai. I practiced it for ages. But look, I'm always open to a little bit of help in the pronunciations. Yeah, so you guys, I'm sure, would have watched that game after hours today, that Arsenal-Manchester United game. What's your take on it? Read Sancho's comments from Twitter, United in meltdown. Oh, I love it. I don't know what the comments are, but oh God, I love it. And look, I don't have the team in the background tonight because it's just me, so I can't even go searching for those tweets or anything from Sancho, but good. I hope they're in meltdown. Oh, here we go. Mark's telling me the tweet now. 1 second. Please don't believe everything you read. I will not allow people saying things that is completely untrue. I've conducted myself in training very well this week. I believe there are other reasons for this matter that I won't go into. I've been a scapegoat for a long time, which isn't fair. All I want to do is play football with a smile on my face and contribute to the team. I respect all decisions that are made by the coaching staff. I play with fantastic players and grateful to do so, which I know every week is a challenge. I will continue to fight for this badge no matter what. So that's what Sancho put out. And look, I have no idea what's going on in that regard at United. But I know I love seeing them floundering around. I know I love being above them in the league table. I know I loved seeing Ten Hag be a little bit salty in his post-match press conference or his post-match interview. So, yeah, bring it on. Brilliant. More of this, please. Oh, and also, he forgot to mention this, but 7-0. 7-0. Sancho, explain that one however you want, dude. 7-0. 7. 7 of the finest. Craig, I think Liverpool are improving, but United are getting worse. Do you agree? I do. I do, I do, I do. Yes, I do. Who loves orange soda? Craig loves orange soda. Is it true? It's true. I do, I do, I do. Yes. Yeah. How do you spend that much money and be that crap? This is a genuine question. Like, what nearly made me fall off my chair was Gary Neville. So let me just take you through a little bit of what happened in the post-match chat on Sky if you didn't see it. The presenter was saying that, Gary, apparently the Glazers aren't selling now. And before he could even finish, Mr. Neville decided to chime in with, they are, they are, they've got to. Why, Gary? Because you say they have to. I'm not going to give up about it. That's okay, Gary. You can keep crying about it. That's fine. Nobody cares, mate. You keep crying. But then, this is what really got me. He said, "You know," and this is Gary Neville, United have had issues with FFP. United floundering around in the transfer market. And then the presenter, in fairness to him, said, but Gary, outside of Chelsea, Manchester United have had the second highest net spend. And then Gary said, as it should be, we're Manchester United. Well, which one is it, Gary? Are you crying about the money that you got given or you're not? But either way, you overpaid for your keeper, you overpaid for your striker, and you bought a Cigno in Mason Mount, who, let's be honest, is not going to pull up any trees at United long term. So, stop moaning. I would envy Jurgen Klopp having that much money to spend. I really, really, really would. And I get it. The Glazers are terrible owners. Terrible. But I've said this consistently all the way through. I have every sympathy with Manchester United fans on the Glazers. Every sympathy. But you can't say they haven't given the managers money. You can talk about how that money was wasted. You can talk about people not being in the right positions at Manchester United as a club. But my God, they've spent money. Second highest in this transfer window. And it's not anybody else's fault that they've spent money on questionable signings. Sorry. But that's how I see it. Nah, Craig, but FFP is just an excuse according to them, said Lucas. It's mental. It's mental. Because he went on to say United generate 500 million. Yeah, so did we, Gary. But our manager's still having to operate with a fairly small budget compared to other top five clubs. But he's still pulling out the signings. He's still bringing in the McAllisters, the Sobotslys, the Gravenberks. I rest my case, Gary. Oh, did anybody see Andy Robertson welcoming Ryan Gravenberk, by the way? It was one of my favourite moments of Gravenberk's day there. So Ryan had met a few players and shaken a few hands and whatnot. And then he meets Andy Robertson, who comes up to him and goes, "Finally, a good Dutch player." I like it, Robbo. Well played. Do you think we will challenge City for the title? Because I think we might win the title, said Bailey. And look, it's going to be difficult, Bailey, because City are a good side. Arsenal are a good side. But I think that's the level that we should hope we're at this season. I think Spurs will fall away a bit, if I'm honest. I think that they'll pick up an injury or two, and I think they'll do well, but I don't think they'll keep pace. I really feel there could be three clubs pushing for the title this season. And you make Manchester City favourites. Of course you do. But you'd have to say Liverpool and Arsenal are looking like they're capable of it. Now, I said to everybody last season that I thought Newcastle would come unstuck. And some people told me I was deluded. And look, it's early days. But they've only got 3 points from 12. Three. They've lost to City. They lost to us. And they lost to Brighton. So they're under pressure. And this is before we even get into the European games. And they've not got that deep a squad, Newcastle. Chelsea, under Pochettino, are, and I robbed that of one of you, by the way, from earlier, so sorry for that. They look like they haven't got a Scooby-Doo. They've just met each other. Their players are already crying about not wanting to be there. You know, Lavia apparently wanted to come to Liverpool, but his greedy agent wanted that 7-year contract. This is what happens. And I'm loving it. I am a very, very smug, happy, contented Liverpool fan right now. Especially with the news that Mohamed Salah's going nowhere until next year, which is what we wanted to hear. He tried to bring his mid-Ajax players in, Ten Humpty, said Colin. Yeah, but it's okay, Colin, because they signed Amrabat on loan, so that means that they're going to win the league now. The way Sky have gone on about that Amrabat signing, by the way, is ridiculous. Ridiculous. United sign Amrabat on loan and Sky go on like Jesus has just been reinvented and come back to football. It's Amrabat. He lost the Europa League Conference League final. He is a solid player, but he's not going to be, I don't know, Messi. But let them live in their deluded little fantasy land. It only makes it all the sweeter when we just go about our business quietly. And at what point is Ten Hag going to be under pressure? Because I tell you one thing. He should have been under pressure when they lost 7-0 to us. Like, that should be unforgivable. That should be a crime to Manchester United fans. To see a manager's team go out there and lose 7-0. 7-0. It's a great Sunday, Peter Kavanagh. It is indeed, sir. It is a great Sunday. And look, it was a very good game in the last 8 minutes, that United-Arsenal game, or Arsenal-United game. But it was also great seeing United players just kind of skulking off the pitch, because I never got the hype. They got lucky last season because we were crap. This season, I think they're going to be in the also-ran category, fighting for fourth or fifth. But yeah, for me, look, I'm not saying we're winning the league, but I'm not saying we're not winning it. And look, I know we've got some United fans who watch us, and I appreciate your support. And this is just banter. You know I've got respect for you deep down. But honestly, do you not see some warning signs already with Ten Hag? Because he hasn't had, if I'm not mistaken, his results against the other top five or six haven't been great since he's come in. I remember one of the lads on Sky commentary today mentioning that fact, that his record against the big four, the big six, is pretty terrible. And look, he has progressed United a little bit. He has. And there are certain moments that I thought he handled quite well. I thought he handled the Ronaldo situation quite well. But Jadon Sancho's tweet is pretty damning, because clearly something is not right there at the minute. Stacks FIFA Fall Guys and more said, I can't see us winning the Europa. I can see us getting knocked out a couple of rounds in, but we'll have a strong campaign. Oh, we're winning the Europa. And I'm not going to give up on that, because it's in Dublin. And I want to see Liverpool win the final in Dublin. So I'm not giving up on us winning the Europa League. But look, our group as well is, I'll tell you why it's a great group. I'm not being disrespectful to the clubs in the group, but what you don't want in the Europa League, well, firstly, you don't want to be in it, let's be honest. You want to be in the Champions League. But if you are in it, you don't want to have to travel to Eastern Europe. You don't want these 4, 4.5 hour flights. And with Liverpool going to Austria, to Belgium, and to France, travel-wise, as good as you could hope for. And also, we have the little cameo as well of the two McAllister brothers playing against each other. He plays for Union Saint-Gaulois, and again, apologies for the pronunciation, Kevin, Alexa's brother. So we're going to have that little cameo as well. So just a lot of little subplots, and in a weird way, I'm not going to sit here and say I want to be in the Europa League. Of course not. But let's make the best of it. And the best of it will be winning it. The best of it will be giving experience to the likes of Ben Doak. And here's another little plus point for you today, ladies and gentlemen, because the good vibes are going, so let's keep them going. Today, seeing the return of Cade Gordon. So Cade Gordon made a comeback today for Liverpool's under-21s after about 16 months out. So brilliant news that Cade Gordon is, back playing again. And look forward to his progression and hope his injury troubles are behind him, because he looks like a real talent. So great news in that regard as well. What a week. Caicedo flopped once again versus Forest. I know. Oh, the good life, full of fun. Na, na, na. Ticket price for the final. I don't know, Mohammed. I don't know, buddy. I don't know what the real prices are, and I don't know what the crazy prices are. I know what price I'll pay. I've already set it out in my head how much I'm willing to pay for a final ticket if Liverpool get to the final in Dublin. I've already set myself that number. And again, just to confirm to those who were coming in a little bit late, I have now officially given you guys the name of the new channel that I'll be part of. It is pinned to the top of the live chat if you'd like to go and subscribe. It is TOTL, Top of the League, or Total Sport. Whichever way you want to read it, that's how it is. TOTL Sport, at TOTL Sport, on all social medias as well. Give us a follow on there. Make sure you get over and hit the subscribe button. The link is pinned to the top of the chat. And the first bit of content you will see on there from regards to watch-alongs will be, of course, the first Champions League games coming up after the international break. €1,000? No, Marty, I'd go higher than that. Buddy, I would. I'd break into the old savings, big style, if I have to. Because the way I look at it is this. If I was going to travel, if Liverpool were in the Europa League final, you're probably talking three bags, probably. So that's pretty much what I'm thinking is my budget. If we get to the final, $3,000 is probably as much as I'd pay for a ticket, as mad as that sounds, because it's a once in a lifetime thing. So let's just hope we get there. Do you think we could challenge City for the title? Oh yes, Bailey. Oh yes. I think us and Arsenal are potential challengers for City. Yes. I think looking at what I've seen from the first four games, you give credit to Spurs. Of course you do. And Ange Postecoglou for their start. You give credit to West Ham and David Moyes for their start. But I do think the cream will start rising to the top. And Arsenal showed their nerve, their bottle today. We've shown ours with the Newcastle result as well. And you don't want to get carried away with yourself, but we'll be in the mix. Szoboszlai, signing of the season. Well, I remember, Callum, when we signed Dominik Szoboszlai. And I remember some comments on some of the YouTube videos that I made saying, welcome to Liverpool Football Club. Some of them said, dudes have just signed a squad player for Leipzig and think that they've signed Messi or Ronaldo. We knew what we were getting. Those of us who've watched Szoboszlai knew what a player Liverpool were getting. We knew him from Salzburg. We know him from Leipzig. We've watched them with Hungary. And he is going to look like a bargain. And he's only 22 years of age. And he's brilliant. And he's very, very deserving of that number 8 shirt. And I think Liverpool fans are already head over heels. Right, let me get back through. Callum Spence says, Szoboszlai signing of the season. I've done that one. Angus Court said, Craig, do you think Darwin should start now? Yes. So I know Darwin didn't score today, but I thought his performance was very, very, very good. He hit the post, hit the bar, had one just wide, had an assist for Mo's goal. Look, for me, right now, that's Darwin's shirt to lose. And I think you'll agree with me on that one. Will Tandy, welcome to Anfield Agenda Ultras, my friend. You should see the Discord link now, mate, on the community, or the community tab, I think it is, or the membership tab of the YouTube channel. You should see the link, and I hope to see you in the Discord soon. Stefan by Cechic, the start would be nice. Yeah, how nice is it, James, that we haven't even seen Stefan yet this season really take to the pitch? I think he had a little cameo, did he? At one point, one of the games, did he? I think he had a cameo, right? Or did he? Either way, great to have him back as well. Do you think we can finally beat City in a league match? Well, yeah. Yeah, I do. Sometimes, you know, you need a bit of luck. Sometimes you need a few decisions going your way. Sometimes you just need a worldie. But yeah, right now, I feel a lot better than I did when we were trailing to Newcastle. Where we were staring on the barrel of 4 points from 9. And then we ended up with 7 points from 9. And obviously now we've added another 3 to that against a good Villa team. So, yeah, fairly confident. That's what Sancho gets for not joining Liverpool, said Capolat Luca. I think a lot of people are going to have should have signed Liverpool feeling as this season goes on, mate. Craig, I feel it could be a three-horse race with us, City and Arsenal till Christmas. Then experience mentality will show and Arsenal will fall, leaving us to do it with City once again. So it's hard to know, you know, because an injury or two to a key personnel member in any of the teams, and I definitely do include us in that, you know, could be a difference maker. If Haaland was to get injured or Rice was to get injured or Salah was to get injured, you know, you're never guaranteed of anything. But all we can guarantee is what we see, how we feel. And I feel like our boys have started the season very well for a team that are relatively new to each other, a lot of them. Joe McDougall said, grew up right by Anfield and I'd much rather be watching you than any local channels. You're right that geography means nothing to be a fan. True passion and heart on your sleeve don't ever change. Joe, for you to say that as a Scouser, to me, that's exactly what I hope for, mate. You know, I just want acceptance as a fan. I don't want to be better or worse than anybody else, but I don't want to be told that I'm not a proper fan because of where I happen to grow up. So I appreciate you taking the time to put in such a beautiful comment, mate. And I appreciate it. Thank you. Sincerely, no laugh, no joke. Thank you. That means a lot. Would you take Sancho as a replacement for Salah? No. No interest. Nope. Again, we don't need to worry about a Salah replacement for now, but at least Liverpool, Capelot get a chance to actually succession plan this properly now. And I think that's exactly what the club will be doing. You know, we're probably all well aware the likelihood that Saudi Arabia will come back in for Mohamed Salah next summer. It's probably the right time for everybody. So we have a year to plan. And unlike some of the planning before, let's just hope we get this one spot on from the get-go. And there's no nervousness hanging around in the windows. And we need a centre-back as well. We need a centre-back even if Kwanzaa turns out to be great, because Joel will be leaving at the end of the next season. So either way, we're going to need to bring in that reinforcement. Thank you, huge fan from the US. Nothing to thank me for, 65 Football. Great to have you with us. Thank you for joining us. Keep up the great work. Love seeing how far you've come. Thank you, Noah. We have come, mate. We. Because this is all of us together. And that's what I always say. From the start until the end, Anfield Agenda is a community of people. And that's the way I look at it. Craig, I'm starting to dislike Jota. He's so boring to watch and scores lucky tap-ins. I think that's a little bit harsh, Miroslav. Look, Jota can be frustrating. And he can be very lackadaisical in possession at times. But he is an assassin at times in that penalty area. And if we were to be relying on him as our out-and-out number nine, yeah, I'd feel a little bit more concerned. But to have him as an option of five for Jurgen up front, I would go as far as to say I think we have the best group of forwards in Europe. That's how strongly I feel that with the versatility of our forward line and the options Klopp has, I think you'll struggle to find a better four or five attackers throughout Europe. That's testament to how well the club have rebuilt that area after Mane and Bobby. Trent now has more assists in the Premier League than Ozil, Hazard and Mata. And that's from Albert Joe Francie. Thank you, mate. That's a lovely stat. Anything that lets me slag off Hazard is good for me. How do you become a member? So the short answer is you might see a join button on the screen. But YouTube, you would assume that everybody will see a join button, right? But you don't. But YouTube did send us an email, everybody, not just us, to say that they are rolling that out over the next few weeks. But if you would like to become a member, mate, I'm sure somebody will have the membership link that they can post into the chat for you. I don't have it to hand at the minute. And I've pinned the new channel link to the top of the live chat if you want to give that a sub for us. And you can also give us a follow on socials as well. On at TOTL Sport. So at TOTL, top of the league, Sport. That's the socials. And there's the membership link from Wayne and Mark in there. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate you. So, quick question. Just to gauge. Actually, do you know what? I'm going to throw up a poll for this. Because I'm really interested to see what you think on this one. So, bear with me. Poll there for you. I've said next summer, if Liverpool look to sell Salah, I put Guet instead of Get. Damn, and I was so careful. How much do you think we'll get for Salah next summer? Or how much do you think we'll Guet for Salah next summer? 50 to 60 million, 60 to 70 million, 70 to 80 million, or 80 million plus. Now remember, he'll have a year to go. And I think my own personal estimation is about 70, maybe 80. That's what I think. I don't think you're going to get the same level of enthusiasm from Saudi with the crazy offers, because I told you some of that was down to the fact they wanted them to play in the Club World Cup, which is taking place in Saudi in December. So you remove some of that, then you remove the fact, of course, that he's a year less on his contract and he's going to be a year older. So I think somewhere around 70 to 80 million probably sounds about right. Better league standard wise, Saudi or the MLS? I can honestly say, Darren, I have not watched any Saudi content. I've seen Bobby's hat-trick. That's it. That's the only stuff I've seen from the Saudi Pro League. And I have watched the MLS. And what gets me about the MLS is the lack of consistency of real grass pitches. Because obviously some of them are using NFL or college football stadiums. But I have noticed over the years I've watched the MLS that yes, the standard is getting better. And it's a huge get for the MLS to have Messi there. And I think they'll build off the back of that. Obviously moving towards the World Cup, which is going to be in Canada, America and Mexico. With the Club World Cup as well, coming to America down the line. I'd say I'd rather watch the MLS, personally. Hey Craig, you're my favourite Liverpool YouTuber ever. Well, thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. When there's something new about the club, I'll always come to you. Well, I appreciate that support. I really do, Chris. Thank you. I hope you continue to do you proud, mate. That's our goal anyway. Isti Urban said, we will surely replace Salah with Cavaradonna next summer, right? He's the only one we need. Well, he didn't even start for Napoli in their 2-1 loss to Lazio the other day, which was a bit mad, right? I'd rather Rafa Leão if you wanted that one player. Personally, I'd prefer Rafa Leão. I know he's a left-sided player, Salah's a right-sided player, but I wonder will we go for somebody like, let's say, in the mould of a Kai Havertz, a Joao Felix. I wonder if we'll go for somebody like that and then see how Ben Doak gets on. Because if Ben Doak works, well...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You've got your pacey wide player there. Obviously, you've got Szoboszlai who can play on the right-hand side. Elliot can play on the right-hand side. I'm sure at a push, Jota or Diaz could swap over as well and play on the right-hand side. So, yeah, for me, that would be what I'd like to do. I wouldn't go near Sané next summer or anything because what's he now, 27? No, not for me. I'd rather go younger. And if I'm not mistaken, Leão's 22 and Kvaratskhelia is 24. Or have I got that the other way around? Do we really believe we can challenge for the title? Yes, Frederick. I do. Like, let me put it this way, mate. I'm not saying this is the greatest Liverpool team that's ever taken to a football pitch. But you look at your opposition. You look at who else is going to be challenging. And Arsenal and Manchester City, two good teams. But I don't think they're any better than us. I don't think they're much worse than us. I think they're all fairly well-built squads. With pluses and negatives towards each of them. And same for the managers. So I think we'll be there, thereabouts. Look, if we finish the season within 8 to 10 points of the league title, I'm not going to be disheartened. I think that's decent. But we've got off to a good start. And look, I consider it a good start because it's been a difficult opening four games to navigate for various reasons. Starting away at Stamford Bridge is never going to be easy. Got a draw there, and then it's been three wins on the bounce. Can't argue about that. Would I take Real Madrid's Rodrigo? They're not going to sell Rodrigo. Madrid are building a good young team. They've got Rodrigo. They've obviously got the kid from Palmeiras, Endrick, coming in. They've got a group of young superstars, and Jude Bellingham is ripping it up at the minute there. I think he scored 4 goals for them already this season. So they've got a good young team, and they're not going to sell them. So I don't think it's even a conversation we need to have. I subscribe to the channel. Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate that. Eddie Cox Wilkins. Thank you. Real Madrid are so annoying. They are. They are. But you've also got to hand it to them as well. They've rebuilt that squad pretty well. 5 goals, is it? For Bellingham. Sorry, 5 goals then. Yeah, he's had a great start to his Real Madrid career. And interesting, he's been playing in a very advanced role for Real Madrid. What about Saka? Again, we're not going to get Saka out of Arsenal. He's on big money. He's an Arsenal boy. He's idolised there. He'd be a great ideal replacement. Don't get me wrong, but it's not going to happen. William Sharkley said, they have a new pitch coming out. The first field is the Tennessee Titans field. If I remember correctly, it's made of coconut fibre. Wow. It is mad how quickly they're, upgrading all these 4G pitches and AstroTurf pitches. It's mad to see how quick it's going along. But ultimately, I still think football should be played on grass. I'm old school in that way. And no matter what they change it for, I still think grass is the way to go. Remember when United fans were saying Rangnick is Klopp's father? Yeah, so I had a chat with a United mate earlier on, and I said basically, why is it that every time they sign somebody, they're the greatest person in the world, and everybody we sign is shite, in their eyes? Like, I can see here and tell you when United make a good signing and admit that's a good signing. But you never get it the other way around. And the media, the loving and the smoke blowing up United's backside from Sky is vomit-inducing at times. Is it possible we get Son from Spurs? No. And also, he's getting on, right? Son, he's not young. He must be 30 now, 20, 29, 30. So, no, leave him at Spurs. Are we going in for Andre in January? I don't know is the honest answer, Bailey. So, congratulations to Fluminense, by the way, who are now in the semi-finals of the Copa Libertadores. They are taking on Internacional, I believe. The other semi-final is Boca Juniors against Palmeiras. So, yeah, 4 big teams in that. And I don't know. I really don't know, Bailey, if we will revisit or not. Some journalists are saying they think that it's done and dusted. Some are saying we might go back in. I honestly don't know. Reese Booth, welcome to Anfield Agenda FC. Son is 31, so yes, there's no way we're going in for Son. Quick question for everybody. Why do you think Endo was benched today? I'm wondering if people have a theory on this. Right, I'm going to end that poll. So most of you guys, 65%, believe that Mohamed Salah will fetch Liverpool in excess of £80 million next summer. Adam Gamer 1234, thank you for joining Anfield Agenda Ultras, buddy. Appreciate your support. Any news on Trent's injury? Klopp said it was a hamstring injury, Felix. Now, he didn't give, and because he couldn't give, a definitive answer on it. He just said it's unusual for Trent. He's not had many of them. He said Trent said he felt okay, but I guess you just have to wait for the scan. Rachel Todd, thank you. Gifted 5 Anfield Agenda memberships. Thank you, Rachel. I think I missed that one, but Mark kindly pointed it out to me. So, again, thank you so much. Is it confirmed Salah is staying? Well, yes. Fabrizio has mentioned it. It's been ran with by a lot of places. Sabitzer was saying that he was told by Salah he's staying. So, yes, I think we can safely say until 2024... Mohamed Salah is going to remain a Liverpool legend. Do you want Andre in the team or not? No idea. Look, I haven't even gotten to see Gravenberch yet, so it's hard to say what the team might need until we know the profile of everybody and we've seen them play, and then you get a better idea. So I have a theory, and my theory is that if Liverpool do go back in for Andre in January, that we will move on Thiago in January. That's my thought process on this, because I struggle to see where Thiago is going to be able to really break into this Liverpool team this season. And I'm also somebody that doesn't like looking backwards. I like to look forward. So, you know, I'd rather give those minutes to Bajcetic or to Endo. Or, you know, I don't like giving minutes during a season to somebody who's going at the end of the season, where you can give those minutes to somebody, a youngster. You know, of course, sometimes experience is required, and Thiago is all of that. But, you know, if we're just looking to play somebody in the Europa League or something, I'd rather give those minutes to one of the youngsters than to give it to somebody who's leaving. Craig, I subbed to your new channel. Thank you, John. Appreciate that. It's not my channel, but I'm part of it. Players look so happy, feeling a cheeky second place, said Jermaine. Well, Jermaine, I'm feeling a cheeky title challenge, dude. Joe McDougall. Joe, you big legend, you big ledge bag. After gifting 10 Anfield Agenda memberships, Joe, I know that will be very much appreciated by those people, Joe, so thank you for that. Have I just become a member? Oh, yes, James, you have. Your name's in green to me, buddy, so you are indeed a member. You must have got one of the gifts, so well done. Can you see Hincapié eventually becoming a Liverpool player? No. It was so difficult to get a gauge on Liverpool's centre-back interest in this window. Lots of chatter, but no real... Like, the only one I could sit here and say to you, I know 100% that we would have signed if he was made available, is Colwill. That's the only one that I know without any hesitation that we would have moved for in this window had Chelsea been willing to sell. So after that, you know, there's mixed reviews on the Hincapié interest. Some say it was just a brief outlying interest. Others think maybe it was a bit more serious. But yeah, there wasn't really much links, strong links to centre-backs in this window, which is weird considering Klopp wanted a defender. Will Salah be in your top three players with Liverpool? So, this is the honest answer, Glenn. Probably not initially, but like everything else, in hindsight, you appreciate players more when you look back a bit. Not saying that's right or wrong, but I find with me, that has been the case. So right now, I will sit here and say to you, Fowler, Gerrard, Suarez are the three for me, if you wanted to push me for three. But in 5 years' time, I absolutely believe that I will look back on this current group, and there will be some in here, obviously, especially Mo, who you'll think, yeah, should be in the top three. But I find it hard to say that yes when they're here and they're still playing. I don't know if that's just me. It's a lot easier to appreciate people after the fact. That's at least how I find it. What are your thoughts about Julian Alvarez? I've said it when they signed him, and I'll say it again. Manchester City got themselves an unbelievable bargain signing Julian Alvarez from River Plate. He is he's a very, very good footballer. And I think Haaland will exit Manchester City and go to Real Madrid, even though apparently Endrick was promised that Real Madrid won't sign Haaland once Endrick goes there. And that deal, I think, is for next summer, the Endrick one. But there's already a bit of chatter that maybe Haaland will be on his way to the Santiago Bernabeu. And let's wait and see. But yeah, Alvarez is a really good player. Aces and Kings, welcome to Anfield Agenda Ultras, my friend. Thank you for your support. Can you confirm that I'm a member? Well, yes. If you see the Anfield Agenda logo beside your name there, Finty, that means you're a member. I don't know if you see the same green names that I see, or if that's just me that sees them from members, but two things you'll see. I'll see it in green, and then the logo will be beside your name. Why not Barca? I don't think Barca will have the money. Now, look, Pep would obviously much rather send Haaland to Barcelona, but Barcelona would have to find a lot of money somewhere. But look, as a Barca person myself, as them being my second club, if Haaland was to go to Spain, obviously I'd much rather him go to Barcelona than Real Madrid. It's green for all members. So if you're not seeing it, just refresh the page maybe, and then you might see it. So either way, other people see it, so I think you should see. You might need to refresh. I love this channel and this community, said Rob Bay. Thank you, Rob. A few more little bits and pieces of news for you. I'll give you some stats from today's game in case you haven't seen them. It wasn't many shots on target in the game, which was actually unusual. 4 shots on target for Liverpool, 3 for Aston Villa, 10 off target for us, 6 for Villa. Liverpool with 64% of the possession to Aston Villa's 36. What are the ones? Corner kicks, 7 to Liverpool, 3 to Aston Villa. Offside, 6 to Liverpool, 1 to Villa. Fouls, 12 for Liverpool, 7 for Villa. That's pretty much the main stats from today's game. Reese Booth said, good evening, Craig. Which youngsters would you like to see given a chance during the Europa League campaign? Maybe Kwanzaa, Doak and Gordon. Yes, yes and yes. I would also like to see Connor Bradley, once he gets back to fitness, and I think maybe he's out now till maybe November, if my memory's right. Trying to think who hasn't gone out on loan as well. So Kwanzaa, yes. By Chetich, you'll get more minutes, no doubt. Cade Gordon could. Doak, definitely. Trying to remember who hasn't gone out on loan. I can't think there'd be many more. Really? Tyler Morton obviously went out on loan to Hull right at the end of the transfer window. I'm not sure if everybody's aware of that, but he did. He went there right at the end, so no for him. Didn't Bobby Clark go out on loan as well, or am I imagining that? Charlie Williams, thank you so much, mate, for your very, very generous £20 super chat. Thiago needs to become a coach. Great player, but he's been a flop for Liverpool. Now we have Endo, Gravenberch, and my boy Bajcetic. All Thiago needs to do is focus on making Bajcetic a beast. I'm not disagreeing with that at all. I think, imagine him coaching Bajcetic on those little movements, those little areas to drop into. And you've got that Celta Vigo connection as well. I think Thiago's father would love him to go back and play at Celta Vigo. His father played there. I think his brother played there, if I'm not mistaken. So I think maybe Rafa might have a word and try and get Thiago over to Celta Vigo. Clark was loaned out. I thought I remembered him being loaned out, but any word on the Annie Road end? Nope, not that I'm aware of, Glenn. No definitive announcement. Obviously, the club are scrambling a little bit because the builders went kabooey, or at least they were in trouble. Apparently, they've avoided administration. But the fit-out is all that's needed now. We've done the rebuild part, so I would hope the club are still looking for after the October international break, maybe. Oh, he wasn't sent out on loan, Clark, was he not? Oh, excuse me. I knew he signed a new deal, but I thought he was going to go out on loan. Well, if Bobby Clark hasn't gone out on loan, then he will absolutely get minutes in the Europa League, and rightly so. When do you think Klopp is moving on? In 2026. I don't think there'll be any more extensions. I think, look, I'm grateful because this could have been the last year of Klopp if he hadn't signed that extension. And right now, we know we've got this season and 2 more with Jurgen, which is fantastic. So I think, I think that'll be the time when he moves on. I think he'll need a break. United on top of what? Because it ain't the fucking league. It isn't even a game against Arsenal. On top, I don't know. What are they on top of? Weird. I don't know why you think United could be on top of anything right now, other than on top of my list for stuff to laugh at. Oh, you're joking. That's okay then. I knew he couldn't have been serious. Where are they in the league now, by the way? 11th? Something like that, is it? 11th. That's very Chelsea-esque, dare I say it. They're on top of the second half of the table, yeah. Yeah, of the lower half of the table, they're on top. Right, so here's... Oh, Mark's a legend, by the way. Thank you so much. Mark's just sent me the definitive list of where everybody's gone. And I'm going to go through it now. So, thank you, Mark. But this is the list of all the Liverpool players who have left the club and where they've gone. So, Fabio Carvalho's gone to Leipzig. Calvin Ramsey, Preston North End. Nat Phillips up to Celtic. Sepp Vandenberg has gone to Mainz. Tyler Morton, Hull City. Reece Williams, Aberdeen. Billy Comedio, Dunkirk, which is second division French team. Harvey Davies, Crewe. Owen Beck, Dundee. James Balaghizi, Wigan. Adam Lewis, Newport. James Norris, Tranmere. Dominic Cornes, Everton. Don't know what that is or who that is. Anderson Arroyo, FC Andorra, who I know are in the second tier of Spain. Lucas Stevenson to Barrow. Luke Houston, Stalybridge Celtic. Yeah, so there's our list. They're the ones who went out on loan. Everybody on that list went out on loan. Wow, I didn't realise you'd done that much loan business, but that is the list. Love this channel and community, said DCP. Thank you, mate. And that makes me very happy because I love our community of people. They're warm, they're friendly, they're knowledgeable. And they've been amazing support for the channel since we've started. So thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. Forest are ahead of United. And my missus is a Forest fan. So, yeah, there you go. So she'll be happy. Do we know anything about the reason for half-season loan for Nat? No, I don't. It's a weird one, right? You know, you think going up to Celtic like that, you know, give them the season on loan and yes, maybe have a recall option, but it is a bit unusual to just see him go up for the first half of the campaign. Did I watch the fight last night? The Chris Eubank Jr., Liam Smith? Yes, I did. And fair play to Chris. Didn't see it. Did not see him winning it. I thought Beefy would have too much from again. Too much nous. But that was one determined fighter. And full credit to Chris Eubank Jr. for his win last night. And I want to see the third. I really do. I don't think we will. I think Chris will go on for another fight. But yeah, well done to him. People say we need a CDM, but we don't really play with one. We play with a number six. Yeah, and we've got Bajcetic, Endo, Gravenberch, Thiago. So I think we've got more than enough for that. One of you guys, and I can't remember who it was today, said that maybe Liverpool are playing with a bit of a fluid system in midfield. I don't know if that was the case or not, but... Look, we've got a great collection of midfielders. That's what I'd say. Where am I in England? I'm not in England. I'm in Ireland, you know? I can take over the world from here, mate. All good. Smith was shy. He looked like he just couldn't get going. And I think he said it himself. It was a horrible wake up after the back injury. But yeah, he just never looked like he was able to get going yesterday. But look, fair play to Chris. You got to give him his fair dues for winning. Craig, I don't know if you noticed, but when we score, you look up and close your eyes when we score. Do we? Luke, I don't remember half the stuff I do, my man, at any given moment or not. So yeah, I'll take it. As long as I look happy. What do they think about the Salah celebration? I didn't. I was more concerned about the fact that we had gone 3-0 up. Sometimes Mo's like that. Sometimes he scores and he's a bit relaxed. Other times he's full on top off yoga pose and all good. I wouldn't stress about it. He scored. That's the most important part. Klopp hinted to it in his press conference. Hinted to what? What am I missing, James? I'm trying to scroll back through the comments here to see what I missed out on. I've no idea what that was about. Thank you, Bailey. Do you think Salah will go near the end of his contract instead of with 2 or 3 years left? I think Salah will go next summer when he's got 1 year to go on his deal. I think it's the right... Because I can't see John W. Henry, you know, giving him a pay rise and another 2 year deal at 32 years of age. It'd be very unusual. So I think most likely next summer is when we'll see Mohamed Salah move on to wherever. But if Mo wants to stay and see out that last year of his contract, as a fan, I'm not against that. You know, from the club's perspective, it would be a lot of money to not receive for a transfer fee. But look, if Mohamed Salah is at Liverpool Football Club, I'm going to enjoy watching him. Craig, did you notice you gave most of the players a rating of 7 today? Yeah, it was a difficult one because I didn't want to go over the top. I gave it an 8. I gave a 9 and a 10, actually, to be fair. But 7 is my way of saying nobody had a bad game, really. And we didn't. We won 3-0. Kept a clean sheet. So, yeah, I just wanted to be upbeat. Who have you got to win the Champions League? Madrid or City? With Vinny Jr., Bellingham, Rodrigo, Camavinga, you know, you got to look at that Madrid team and think they'll be there or thereabouts. City will depend what type of a season they have with De Bruyne. Does he get back to fitness? If I had to put money down, and I wouldn't because I'd never bet on a Champions League winner, it's so unpredictable, I'd probably edge it to Madrid. It's never been so easy against Villa. Oh, I know. Oh, I remember our 7-2, mate. Don't you worry. Bayern's looking good with Kane. I don't know about Bayern there. Look, Kane's going to score a load of goals. No doubt about it. And he will help them in the Champions League. Absolutely. But I think defensively, Bayern are... They can be gotten at. I don't put their defence up there with the rest of the team. They never got in Polina in midfield, so their midfield trio is really Lamer, Kimmich, and Goretzka, right? So I'm not sure on Bayern. KFC man says breaking news at 10:30. Does he? Well, I won't be on at 10:30 tonight. I'm going to finish up at 10:00, so I'll have to leave the chicken boy to it. Do I think Bellingham will ever play at Liverpool? No. I don't. I think he stays at Real Madrid now for the next 6 or 7 years. Salah staying depends on Saudi not paying up. It doesn't. No. He's said, apparently behind the scenes, that he wants to stay. And, you know, when you've got the likes of Fabrizio saying that, yes, Saudi will come back, but in 2024, I think they probably know that right now Liverpool's stance is no sale. They've turned down 150 million, and by the sounds of it, they'd be willing to do the same with 200 million. So, as of right now, Whitehammer, that's where we're all at with regards to that situation. Where would Bellingham go after Madrid then? I haven't got a clue. No idea. Like, we're talking long time away. I don't even know necessarily what clubs will be on the up and up at that point. Someone said, what was your new channel on before? I can't remember what it was called. It basically was one of our other channels that we already had monetized. And we just thought, well, let's do that rather than spend a year trying to get a channel monetized. Makes sense, right? But it doesn't matter which one it was or wasn't. It is now top of the league. TOTL Sport. Top of the league or Total Sport. Depends whether you want to read it. But the link is pinned to the top of the live chat. If you want to subscribe, please do. And of course, on social medias as well, it's just at TOTL Sport. No, it wasn't Mundo Sporto, David. It wasn't Mundo Sporto. Mundo Sporto had 25,000 subscribers. Who's your favourite Irish team? Shamrock Rovers are not my favourite Irish team. No, because I've seen somebody put that in the chat. Shelburne. But, like, even at that, I wouldn't call myself a supporter. I wouldn't do the real fans an injustice. It's just been... Shelburne have been the team that most of my family would have watched and brought me to games growing up. So, my dad would have brought me out to see St. Pat's quite a bit because one of his friends, Paul O'Sam, played there. So, yeah, look, I would say Shelburne, but again, I wouldn't call myself a fan. Who else is on the Top of the League channel? Just me, as of now, with regards to being in front of camera. But, like everything else, as we grow and as we look to add new styles of content, we will bring on new content creators as well. Fixture list bonus. Only tricky away game is Spurs now until the 25th of November, said Chris. Good, because we had a tough start, right? Our first two away games were pretty difficult. Do I think Rafinha is a good replacement for Mo? No, I don't. I don't think he's consistent enough. Thoughts on Ferguson from Brighton? Sensational and Irish, which is the most important part. Evan Ferguson has a very good career ahead of him. For him to be just 18 years of age and already showing to be as promising as he is, it's very good. Right, my friends, don't forget to hit that subscribe button, by the way, if you are new to the channel or you're with us for the first time. Appreciate you. Am I going to get the new EAFC game? No, I'm not. I don't play computer games. It's not really that's ever interested me. Bit of Mario Kart occasionally, but no, other than that. FIFA, or whatever you want to call it now, it just makes me angry. It's just too scripted for me. It does my head in. I just want to smash stuff when I play it. Your top 4-6 as of right now. Thank you for your comments saying love the work. Appreciate you. Right. So, top 3, really easy. I don't know in what order, but it'll be City, Liverpool, Arsenal in some order. After that, I don't know if Spurs are going to have the consistency over the course of a season. I think Chelsea have left themselves too much to do. I think United might get that fourth spot. United or Spurs. Newcastle are in trouble. You know, 3 points from 12 is not a good start. And that's before the distractions of the Champions League games come in. Thoughts on Origi at Forest? Good to have him back in the Premier League. Yeah, Forest made, I think, what, 7 or 8 deadline day signings. What's the other new channel? It's pinned to the top of the live chat, mate. It's going to be Total Sport, basically. At TOTL is Total or Top of the League is the actual channel name. It's Top of the League. But if you want to... we're going to start off with watch-alongs of Champions League games, big Premier League games, but we could branch out into NFL, boxing, darts, anything. It's open-ended. What about Brighton? I think they won't have the same success as last season. I think Brighton 6th, maybe, around there. Look, it's a tough league this year because Villa are going to do okay. Brighton, as you rightly said, are going to be there or thereabouts of the European places. And then you've got to figure out what's happening with your Newcastles, your Chelseas, your Uniteds. It's very difficult to gauge this early, outside of saying, I do feel confident the top three in some order will be Liverpool, City, Arsenal, in whatever order. Barella to replace Salah? No, laser sharp. I think we can forget about the Barella dream now. Yeah, I think we can forget about that. But thank you for your super chat. Thoughts on Sancho and Ten Hag beef? I'm all for it. Whatever causes distractions and fragmented relationships at Manchester United, as a Liverpool fan, I'm here for it every day of the week. It's not really easy for me to speak on it because I've no idea why Sancho isn't playing or isn't getting the look in. Every manager will have players that he takes a dislike to for whatever reason. I'd be more, if I was a United fan right now, I'd be asking myself, is Ten Hag really, really what some people think he is? Because he should have been fired after losing 7-0 to us. Nobody, no United manager should have survived that result. But it's just happiness for me, mate, because I don't give a shite as long as United keep floundering. I've a respect for them, but we had our horrendous season last season, and this year we're back to something we recognise. If we sold Mo, do you think we'd go in for Saka? No, because Arsenal would laugh. And look, the only talk of going in for Saka was if we sold Mo for 200 million this year and offered Arsenal a crazy 150 or something. And even at that, no. I love Saka as a player, but he's not going to leave Arsenal anytime soon when he signed a new deal and they're in the Champions League and they look like they're going in the right direction and he's idolised there. So, yeah, I'd say he's there for the foreseeable. Stuart McFadden, thank you for your super chat, mate. Love the videos, brighten up my day, said Dak. Thank you so much, means a lot. My voice is starting to strain a little bit, so I'm going to bid you all good night because I don't want to lose my voice and it's starting to go a little bit. So look, again, if you'd like to subscribe to our new channel that we're going to be launching after the international break for the Champions League games, it is Top of the League. You can go and search at TOTL Sport on socials, or just search for it as well with the link at the top of the live chat there, at TOTL Sport. And yeah, we'll be kicking it off with Champions League coverage, big Premier League games, and appreciate all your support. Is Trent's injury serious? We don't know yet. It's a hamstring injury, but we don't know the extent of it yet till he has a scan. So look, appreciate you all. I'll see you tomorrow at 8:30. And after tomorrow, we'll be taking 3 days off. So hope to see you for tomorrow night's stream. And until then, don't forget to drop a like on the stream. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't done so. There's only 600 likes on the stream. We can get that to 1,000. Everybody hit that like button. And yeah, much love. Thank you for your support today. And we'll catch up with you soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.